Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammock, better known as Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You know where to find me at. If this is your first time seeing my face, I am a diagnosed narcissist. I have narcissistic personality disorder. And the point of my entire platform is to bring awareness to this disorder and to also, in the process, validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about telling why you should not tell a narcissist about your previous relationships or your previous, you know, conquest. We're going to use the word conquest because I want YouTube taking this thing down or flagging it or whatever. So we're going to use conquest instead of the S vowel X word. You know what I mean? So pretty much, if narcissists are some of the most insecure people on the planet, you know, I am a narcissist. So I speak on it because, you know, even though you get a lot of times when you see a narcissistic person where they exude confidence and that's what attracts you to them, deep down, not even deep down, like surface level deep, we are like extremely, extremely insecure of something about us. Maybe our whole entire personal being. Like one of my main insecurities throughout my entire life was my teeth. You know, I don't know if you can see this. I know you can't see this on the podcast or Apple Music, but on YouTube, I have a gap in my teeth and I'm just super insecure about this. So I used to smile like this. I mean, just, you couldn't see my teeth. So that's one of my huge insecurities. I used to always, man, I have body dysmorphia. So no matter how much I work out, I will feel like, you know, I don't work out at all. You know what I mean? So I feel like I'm still, I was 200, almost 90 pounds. And I still feel like I'm that 290 pound guy, even though I'm, you know, an athletic 235, 240 right now. So deep, like I said, so surface level, we have these huge insecurities. So if we ask you about it, so if a narcissist asks you about your previous partners and things like that, male or female, don't tell them. Why do they need to know? You know what I mean? They ask yourself that question. Why did this person need to know about my history, my conquest history or whatever, my, you know, sexual history and things like that? Why do they need to know? Because not only will it change the way they look at you, they'll probably start to treat you terribly. Because that's a lot of times when you get into a relationship with a narcissist and you tell them about your sexual history early on, they'll start to look at you differently early on. So I mean, they'll literally start to look at you differently. They'll probably start to treat you differently. And a lot of times that's when the mask will slip, because they, as a narcissist, when we are love bombing you, when we are like idealizing you, you know, we're putting you on that pedestal, we're making you feel like, you know, a queen or a king and things like that. When we are doing that, we really truly feel like we found the one. We feel like we found our person. It's just like you want to scream it to the top of the mountain. Like, I found my person. Whoa. You want to do that, you know, but then you tell us about somebody you might have slept with, and then yank, our whole image of you has changed. And then, you know, I'm not body shaming. I'm not slut shaming. I'm not man slut shaming, whatever you call it, whatever the word for that is. I'm not doing that. I'm just telling you how the narcissistic mind works. So if you tell them about a previous partner, especially if they knew this partner, especially somebody that y'all know or y'all knew, or they might be still in the picture, like, you know, just like one of your mutual friends or something like that. Especially if it's somebody close like that, they will look at you like, you know.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Just in disgust. You probably feel, when you tell them that, you probably feel their whole energy change. I mean, their whole vibe change and things like that, because now the insecurity is like, was that person better than me? Could they do this better than me? Were they better? Yeah, now it's like the competitive mindset kicks in, but also it's just like the image of you in there, the image of you changes. And I talked to women narcissists as well. They say the same type of thing. They're like, you slept with my friend. So now I look at him in disgust. you know, man, I can't believe he was doing this with her and stuff like that. You know what I mean? And they look at you in disgust and they start to withhold affection, withhold, you know, withhold sex, withhold everything from you. You know what I mean? Take it away from you because now you're going to be punished for, you know, being sexually active before this relationship. I know that sounds stupid, but like literally, y'all, that's how it is. So maybe, you know. Like I said, so if you tell them early on, it could be a red flag right there. If their body language shifts, if they want to know about your body count or your previous partners and things like that, then that could be a red flag. Why do they need to know that so early on? Or even not even early on, like how many people have you been with? You know, don't tell them. Why do they need to know? You know what I mean? Because a narcissist will weaponize that against you, especially a male narcissist. You are a whore. They'll definitely weaponize against you. Oh, you usually sleep with Brad. Huh. But Brad didn't do it like this. Go sleep. Why don't you go to Brad's house? You ain't talked to Brad in 15 years. Go to Brad's house. Why don't you go to Cal's house? You know, go to Jamel's house. Go to Devon's house. Why don't you do that? You don't want to be here with me. I'm not good enough for you. I bet they were good enough for you, wasn't they? When they had you all strung up. You see how that's how the mind works, y'all. Literally how it works right there. Literally how the mind works. And it also works if you're already processed in a relationship. And like, let's say you've been in a long-term relationship with a narcissist. And then y'all end up like breaking up or taking a break. We need some time apart. And your time apart lasts like 6 months. When you get back with that narcissistic person and they ask you, have you been with somebody else? And you tell them yes, you just cheated on them. I know y'all were separated. I know. You don't have to be married. This can be boyfriend, girlfriend. If you sleep with somebody else, outside of their relationship with their narcissist, even if y'all just took some time apart and you tell them about it, you just cheated. You just committed adultery. You're an adulterer right now. You know what I mean? And that's how the mind works right there, because now you're super caught up. Now you're super beat up and things like that. Not super beat up, but like now you're super caught up. Now you're a cheater for the rest of your existence with this person. Now you cheated. You just cheated. I know you didn't cheat, y'all. I know y'all looking like, Lee, I didn't cheat. It's not cheating. We were broken up. Like, no, I know it's not cheating. I know in my brain, I can process that thought now because I've been in therapy for 4 years. I can process and I know that it's not cheating. I know it's not cheating. But if you break up, technically, if you're a Christian and you're still married, it's cheating. You know what I mean? That's how that religion works. If you're still married and separated and you sleep with somebody else, this is cheating, isn't it, Christian folks? But if you're just in a relationship, boyfriend, girlfriend, and y'all separate for a little while, let's take some time apart, 3 months, 2 months, and you sleep with somebody else during that time, done. You just cheated, and they're going to treat you like you cheated. And you know, narcissists will never, ever forgive you for cheating on them. So that's the same thing. You could have literally cheated on them for real, and you just slept.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
With somebody, when y'all on a break, and it's the same effect. You just cheated on them. You just changed their image of them. You just changed the image of them, of yourself, in their mind. Like, I would never look at you the same. Point blank, period. That's how it is. And they'll like literally punish you for it. You'll spend the rest of your time in this relationship trying to make up for incident, for sleeping with somebody before the relationship or sleeping with somebody when you took a break. You'll spend the rest of your relationship trying to make it up for that, getting punished for that, getting it brought up in arguments. You know what I mean? A narcissist will literally cheat on you and then go back to somebody that you slept with before the relationship. Like one of your, you know, the person who took your virginity or if y'all took each other's virginity like 20 years ago, they'll bring that up. Did you not sleep with this person? That was 20 years ago. Did you not sleep with the person? Did you? Yes, it's a yes or no question. I told you it was so long ago. Did you not do it? Yes or no? Yes. Okay, then. I have nothing else to say to you. There's nothing else to say to you. We're both at fault here. We're both guilty. We're both done. We're both finished. This is how the mind works right there. Gotcha. Burned you up. Twisted it on you, brought it back on you, gaslit you, manipulated you, and now you're apologizing. Now you end up apologizing for something that I did. You know what I said? Keep that stuff to yourself. Nobody needs to know your body. Unless y'all have an open relationship or something like that, then nobody needs to know your body count or the people you've been with. You know what I mean? Because, you might want to tell them if there's somebody close. Like, hey, I was in a relationship with your brother a while ago. Yeah, we can't tango then. You know what I mean? Me and your best friend used to date.
I know some of y'all come on here like, I fell in love with his best friend first.
And then, that's betrayal. They like, if you, in a narcissist's mind, a male narcissist especially, I'm speaking for myself on this one. If you used to sleep with my best friend or whatever y'all used to date and now you want me, I can't ever trust you. I feel like you cheating on him. I was just like, you, my best friend, you're his girlfriend. Now you're trying to sleep with me? Nope. Because you're a cheater. You know what I mean? You see how the mind works? It's such a simple thing, such a simple task to keep stuff to yourself. That's why you should do it. That's why you should keep stuff to yourself, because it will be weaponized against you and you will never, ever be forgiven, because the narcissist mindset, the way that they look at you, the way that we look at you from that point forward will not be the same. You won't enjoy it. It will not be an enjoyable experience for you. I promise you that. That's one thing I can guarantee you that most narcissists will agree with. And I've spoken to a few of them. A lot of the stuff I'm doing from my own perspective, but I do talk to other narcissists as well about this type of stuff, and they agree. Some of them disagree, but most of them agree, though. I promise you. Don't tell me about who you've been with, because that'll set off a chain reaction, and from that point forward, you will get treated differently. You get devalued. You might get discarded. You know what I mean? You might get cheated on because of that. But, like I said, keep it to yourself. Anyway, y'all, if you haven't already, smash that like button for me. Smash that subscribe button for me if you're new here. I truly appreciate all of y'all. You know what I mean? If you're on the Apple Music and Spotify, hit that 5-star rating for me. Give me a nice little review. I appreciate it, y'all. I've read them off yesterday. I will when I get some more, I'll read them off as well. I'm so super thankful for all of y'all. If you need anything, put it in the comment section. Shoot me an email. You know, I do one-on-ones over Zoom. Those get filled up. Oh my God, I'm almost filled up next week. It's crazy. But anyway, y'all, thank y'all so much. I'm truly appreciative for every single one of y'all. Mental illness is out. Peace.